Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's December 19, 2016, and this is episode 554. As I mentioned last week, I found a workaround for an issue that I'm having with my Canon Pro 4000 printer, not correctly using the selected ICC profile when printing from Capture One Pro, and I believe also Lightroom. So today I'm going to talk you through the issue and my workaround. This really only applies to Mac users, and is also a good way to troubleshoot ICC profile issues. So it could be useful for any Mac user that is having trouble getting good prints. If you're a Windows user, sit back and giggle at the fun and games that us Mac users sometimes have to go through in our printing workflows. To be totally honest, I'm a little bit uncomfortable putting this out there right now because there are a number of unanswered questions, but I'm traveling for a few weeks and I didn't want to wait until I get back, partly because I wanted to potentially correct a statement that I made in my review of the Canon Pro 4000 large format printer. Basically, I was seeing nasty crunched up gradations and transitions between a few colours in one of the photographs that I printed on matte fine art paper. What confuses matters is that the bright yellows in the image that I printed are way out of gamut anyway, so the printer shouldn't really be able to print them. But my old image prograph IPF 6350 used to print the same image pretty well, so it was a good test to compare these two printers. During my tests, I tried printing with Capture One Pro initially, then to help me troubleshoot the issue that I was seeing. I also tried Lightroom and I think Photoshop as well, and I got the same result from each application. Since then, all of these products have been updated and the Mac OS has been updated to Sierra 2, so I'm not confident in saying that this issue is still occurring in all of these applications, although I did try Lightroom again and the print looked like it was still displaying the same issue. My main tests here were with Capture One Pro though, as I printed some images out for last week's review of the new media from Breathing Color, Cygnus Smooth 270. After a few prints that looked a bit iffy, I printed a black and white image that was supposed to be totally neutral with no color toning, yet it came out the printer with a strong brown cast. Here's a photograph of the brown print on the left with the photograph that I printed after figuring out my workaround on the right. I actually quite like the toning of the brown print, but that was not intentional, so I set about finding out what was wrong. If you are not listening on a device where you can see the images in the Enhanced podcast, go to the blog to check out the images, and you'll find this post at mbp.ac/554. So I've been printing photographs and working with fine art media for around 15 years now, so I recognize this kind of unexpected toning as a sign that the ICC profile that I specified for my paper and printer combination is not being correctly applied to my print. This sometimes happens after a major upgrade of the operating system, so I'm kind of suspecting Sierra, but my Pro 4000 review was created before that, so maybe things just got worse with Sierra. It's hard to say without rolling things back, and I don't have time to do that right now. Anyway, if you print yourself, I hope you already know that the best way to get great color and neutral black and white prints is to create your own ICC profile for each type of paper that you print to. You have to do this on your own printer for best results. Failing that, you can often download an ICC profile for your printer from your paper manufacturer. If you print with a printer from a maker that also produces paper, you will sometimes find that the printer driver installation also installs a number of ICC profiles to your system as well. Then, when you're ready to print, for best results, you will tell your software to not leave the color management to the printer and specify your own ICC profile. In this screenshot from Capture One Pro, you simply need to select your ICC profile under the color profile pulldown on the print screen. This generally works well even if you specify the manufacturer's profile at this stage and turn off color management via the printer drivers. To check that you have turned off color management by the printer driver, you check that color sync is grayed out in the color matching screen before you send the print to the printer. This is usually the way to get great prints, but during my recent tests, it just wasn't working. So I tried a trick that I learned a few years ago to test for problems with the use of the ICC profile during printing. Basically, you leave color management to the printer, which in Capture One Pro terms means selecting Managed by Printer under the color profile on the print screen. Then, under the color matching screen in the printer driver, you will notice that color sync is not grayed out and the pulldown below is active. Then you just select your ICC profile from that pulldown. If necessary, select other profiles from the bottom of the pulldown to see custom profiles that you've created or installed on your system. This is really all you have to do differently to either work around the current issue that I'm seeing when printing to my Pro 4000, but as I say, this is a useful trick to remember as a way to troubleshoot profile issues in the software from which you're printing. This is how I was able to print my test images and get a nice neutral black and white print of my Skogafoss Umbrella Man shot. Of course, this is just a troubleshooting trick and a workaround to try when for some reason your ICC profile is not being applied correctly when printing. The next step is to report the problem to either your printer manufacturer or the company that makes the software from which you're printing. It may also be an Apple issue to fix, but generally, the printer or imaging software manufacturer will work with Apple if necessary. As I mentioned earlier, wondering if this was partly, if not totally, the cause of the issue I was having printing to Mac Media during my tests of the Pro 4000 when it first arrived, I also tried a quick print of my yellow poppies shot that was giving me trouble. As you can see in this photo, the smaller print on the right has some very harsh transitions in the gradations around the balls of bokeh. The yellows in this photo are way out of gamut anyway, so I thought that the Pro 4000 was just handling this worse than the IPF 6350 did for some reason. But when I tried the print again using the workaround that I just explained, the print was much better, as you can see in the print on the left in this photo. I was thinking that this issue was only affecting Mac Media, which was also strange, and to be honest, I'm still puzzled as to why everything looked great in my gloss test prints, but gloss paper has a much wider gamut than matte, so it was probably just able to get by without things looking out of whack, whereas the smaller gamut of the matte paper couldn't hide the problem. As I also mentioned earlier, this issue is still somewhat up in the air. I don't yet know which company needs to fix this, and I also haven't got time right now to fully retest Lightroom and Photoshop in addition to Capture One Pro. I have confirmed that Canon's Print Studio Pro does not have this issue, which kind of points to a problem when printing from third-party imaging software, but I don't want to speculate too much at this point. The best thing that I can recommend at this point is if you're here following a search to see what's going on with your printer, check the comments below or look for updates to this post, which I usually add as an update in square brackets, often in red if it's a really important update. So, a relatively quick episode today, but I wanted to get this out there rather than sitting on this for a few more weeks as I travel. I hope you find this useful, and if you learn anything about this or similar issues that you want to comment on, please do so on the blog post at mbp.ac/554. Also, before we finish, my next episode will probably be shortly before the new year, if not January, so happy holidays. Thanks very much for listening today. If you enjoy this podcast, please share a link with your friends. Subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast program to ensure uninterrupted delivery. If you have a moment to rate the podcast or leave us a review in iTunes, that helps to keep us relevant in the huge number of podcasts out there now. You can find me on Google+, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.